Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
That's who we're starting with. Mr. Baseball has left us. There's no one like Bobby. Just that simple. We've had great, legendary broadcasters in this town. We have a, to me, legendary broadcaster who's still broadcasting the NBA in Kevin Harlan. If we want to do our Mount Rushmore, we can do that. Of broadcasters, Herb, Al Shaver, is Halsey Hall in the mix? Is Ray Christensen in the mix? Harlan for sure is in the mix. There's a lot. But Uecker was different. Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90. He was broadcasting games last year. It popped up. I saw it a couple minutes after that he passed away. And he's 90, so, you know, when you reach that age, you're bringing the chances in so much higher. And I go back to when my father passed away at the age of 100. And one of my great friends, one of my father's great friends, about 2-3 days afterwards, called me angry because he loved my father. And obviously I did. That's just a given. And he said, I'm sick of people saying, well, at least your father lived a full life. And he's like, I still miss him every day. And I get the thought that people say, you know, what a life. Because if people get a chance to live to 85, 90, 9500, you know, you get many opportunities to do a lot of things that sometimes kids who have brain cancer or they're in chemo or whatever, and they don't make it to 2 or 1 or 6. That doesn't mean the sting and the loss to the loved ones is any less. And I told you this earlier, you know, my father's this place out in the St. Croix. I spent, I don't know, thousands of days out there. And even still now, and the Brewers signal, I forget what the station is, from where I'm out west to there comes in a lot better. And I would make it a habit the last 15, 20 years. On a weekend, we'd be out there. And the Brewers wouldn't be playing all the time out there, but even this summer, 5-6 times, I click on that radio and I think, this legend still sounds great. And he did. If Bob Uecker was just 54 years as the Brewers announcer, which is fourth all-time, Denny Matthews is broadcasting for the Royals right now with our guy Lefevre. I think he's at 57.
Wow.
Vin, and is it Jaime Jaron, who was a Spanish broadcaster, they both were in their 60s for the Dodgers. Dodgers, two play-by-play guys were broadcasting for 60 years.
That's incredible.
You're in L.A., you think I'm a young broadcaster, pretty good. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait.
No, you're going to move.
It's like Al McCoy was the voice of the Suns for our Al passed away about five, six months ago, and I would talk to Al. Because he occasionally would say to me, well, you could be an AM, you know, you're an ASU guy, and you know all these bleepity bleeps that would say are lined up to take my job. It's like, you're never going anywhere. He never did. And you wasn't ever going away. Born in Milwaukee, broadcast Braves games for 2 years, and then starts with the Brewers in 1971. And like you had one of his calls, get up, get out of here,
gone.
Just great. And there are people in my life who I think can tell stories. There's nobody in my life who tells stories like Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker is genuinely comedic, high level comedic, funny. I mean, his timing, his wit, his just reacting to something or telling a story, to me, he could have been a high-end comedian, don't you think?
I stumbled across this morning from his Hall of Fame induction speech.
Okay.
03, I believe, was the year.
Yeah.
During every player's career, there comes a time when you know that your services are no longer required, that you might be moving on, traded, sold, released, whatever it may be. And having been with four clubs, I picked up a few of these tips. I remember Gene Mauch doing things to me at Philadelphia. Oh, I'd be sitting there and he'd say, grab a bat and stop this rally. Send me up there without a bat and tell me to try for a walk. Look down at the third base coach for a sign and have him turn his back on you.
See, he could do that.
Yes, he could.
He could write these. But then, and I saw a ton of this stuff today, too. Like Michaels is talking, Al Michaels is talking about. Think about it. It was Al Michaels, Howard Cosell, and Bob Uecker.
Oh, my goodness.
Calling games. We don't have that right now.
No, we're a little short. We got Brady on the NFL.
Yeah, that's good. We got Tom Bleepin' Brady, who's, you know, not only is he not good, he's a walking conflict of interest. It's never good when you're dull. And then you're, by the way, as multiple people made the point this week, he's basically running the Raiders. And now he's about to call a game with the Lions where supposedly the guy he most wants is Ben Johnson. You think he's really going to be highly critical of, let's say the Commanders are pulling this off and the Lions' uber-powerful offense is doing nothing? You think Tom's going to be saying, whew, don't know about these play calls.
Yeah, he might might make his decision on whether he wants them for the Raiders anymore.
Yeah. By the way, another NFL nugget. Outlet is reporting that Bill Belichick still has not signed his contract. That they've got a letter of agreement, but he hasn't signed his contract.
The word last week was all of a sudden UNC gets Belichick. All the NFL teams are coming to call it.
Interesting. Yeah, listen, the guy did take the Jets job and one day later left. Would it stun any of us if he ended up with the job? No. I'd rather see him back in the NFL. And we're going to trade KOC for seven number ones. We'll hire Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But back to Uecker. Because the Al Michaels story is where Michaels is saying Howard's calling for a bunt in a situation where it makes absolutely no sense. None. It's just foolish. But maybe it's two outs or something, right? And Uecker's trying to gently point out this Howard, doesn't make sense. And Michael says a pretty good Cosell, I won't even try. He goes, Yuki, you're being a little truculent here. And then he goes, Bob, you do know what truculent means. And he doesn't miss a beat, according to Michael. He goes, yeah, Howard, if you let me use a truck, it'd be the truculent. You know, just quick, you know, and again, very smart man. Very smart man, but he would play that role. But when you would see him genuinely interviewed, and I was telling you when I used to be on the ballpark a lot and the few years of called games, I interviewed a couple times. Would he remember me? I have no idea. No idea. But I would just kind of listen, and just a brilliant person. But I'm not talking more of the other stuff he's done. We have reached out to a couple of people. You can guess the two people we've probably reached out to. I get it if they're not talking today. I totally understand that. I'd love to have them talk about Euchre, but both knew him very well. So if they're not in the mood to talk today, I get it. You want to chime in on Bob Euchre? Because, again, he's it. You know, Carter and I make fun of this all the time. When in broadcasting, somebody brings somebody on, they go, the one and only. You know what that is? That's lazy. That's just is lazy, right? Because most of the time when somebody comes on, they might be reasonably unique. They might be reasonably skilled. They might be really smart, funny, charismatic, whatever. But they're not the one and only. Bob Euchre, one and only, really is. And we're going to talk about the national part of him, which makes him so different. But, man, there's a lot of Brewers fans listening to this show right now. Or people thought Bob Euchre was funny. And all the national stuff he did. If you want to chime in with a phone call or a text, you certainly can. Love to hear from you. Bob Euchre passes away at the age of 90. When people just assume Bob Euchre would be calling Brewers games forever. 651-461-9226.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about Bob Euchre passing away at the age of 90. All right, Dave looked it up. IMDb suggests 62 appearances on With Carson?
With Carson, yeah. And like his Wikipedia says it's about 100.
Okay.
I trust IMDb a little bit more.
You should.
Maybe they missed a couple, but yeah. 62 is a, I mean, for several years looking through all of them, it was, you know, he was 2, 3, 4 times a year.
Yes.
He was bringing back every couple months. We need more Euchre stories.
I not at the time, but from clips, I believe I've seen the first time where Carson is just slowly laughing harder and harder and harder. You know, he's thinking, okay, they gave me this former baseball guy. I don't think he was playing at the time. And he's probably thinking, okay, who is this guy? And then he's like, you're funny. And he was.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't, okay, we just got to have him on because we got to have a sports guy on. No, Johnny Carson's having him on because he's really funny. And he just was.
Yeah, and you have to assume, you know, they were doing bits. And, you know, Euchre had to write all of that stuff. You know, hey, ask me about this. Ask me this question. Show this picture.
Yes.
I got a great, you know.
Well, see,
a tremendous writing, just command of his language, obviously, as a broadcaster, but a writer as well.
That's a great point. And I'll go back to what he said before. It's the combination. There are some people who are really funny and they write something out. And that's their comedic skill.
Mm-hmm.
There are others who are just reacting. And I get it if it's Seinfeld and it's Chappelle and it's Rock and it's John Mulaney, people like that. It was Bob Euchre. So you have that. Then how about all the Miller Lite commercials?
Great taste, less filling.
Yeah. Front row, all of them. Just all of them where so many stars of the time were on those Miller Lite commercials. And it started with him, and there were ones where he wasn't in it. But if he was in it, he was the guy you wanted to see, even right. Even though they were the biggest athletes of the 70s. And yes. You're like, how is Euchre going to make this funny?
And it was the same joke every time, and it was funny every time.
every single time. Then, Mr. Belvedere.
I know.
A show I didn't think was that great, I got to be honest. But again, funny on it. Harry Doyle, Major League.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit outside, right? I mean, just the lines from Major League. And he could pull that off. And again, in this town, great play-by-play broadcasters. I think there's a bunch of great play-by-play announcers right now. Corey Provis, my boy PA. I think the work Joe O'Donnell does for the Wild, really good.
There's Alan Horton.
Alan Horton, outstanding. Michael Grady, tremendous. All great. And again, Kevin, because he, and Grady's doing national stuff now too, right? And Kevin did it. But they weren't on a television show, right? They weren't on Carson 60 times. And to have someone who's born in your city, who gets the total fabric of the town, knows all the places. By the way, if you weren't born from born here, but if you're here for 20 years, you get it too. But if you've lived there the majority of your life, I remember reading stories, you know, he's out there boating. Like that was his thing, to boat all the time. They got a bit of a lake there in Milwaukee. I'm not sure you're familiar with it.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he's out there boating all the time. We were talking about this on the phone. How long was he throwing BP? I mean, the pictures of him, I think it was in his 70s, and he's got no shirt on. He looks like a guy who should be in his 30s, right? Got a beer off to the side, and he's firing, I don't know, what do you need to be firing for BP, 65, 70 miles an hour?
Sure.
And he's doing it. And he was one of the guys. And he could do it with Corey Provis. He could do it with Jim Powell. He could do it by himself. And you hear him on that final call when the Brewers, as they have been the last half dozen years or so, almost every year, better than expected, right? And somehow making the playoffs, but then not getting it done. The Yankees staged a crazy comeback. And it's, he is sad. He's like, this one stings. Now, like one texter saying, does he know that's it? No, I don't think he wasn't.
Yeah.
This wasn't a portend of his death.
Mets made the comeback, you mean?
Mets, that's exactly right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Mets made the comeback, yes. Yankees made a crazy. Who'd they make the crazy comeback against in the American League? Certainly they threw it away in the
they did do that
final game against the Dodgers. But, yeah, I got a little confused there. So, yeah. Yeah, you holding hands with Bob Gibson in team photo. Nobody caught it before release.
That's a great.
Remember that one?
That's outstanding.
Right. And he was on their 64 World Series championship team. He played 6 years. He 297 games. And again, the whole bit, like one of the sound bites coming in, where he signed with the team for $3,000. Didn't realize my dad had that much money. just funny stuff like that.
I was watching a bit with him and Carson today, and Johnny's going through photos of his career.
Yeah.
And he pulls out one, and it must have been the championship celebration. And, you know, Uke's one of the guys. I couldn't tell who, but, you know, they're pouring beers over each other. Bob, this must be the celebration of the championship, I assume. No, Johnny, actually, that was me getting ready for a game. Just so good.
Yeah,
I set out a couple days, so thought I really needed to get lubed up for this one.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to one of the two individuals we're trying to talk to. But great stuff. Another number of texts coming. I grew up in Oshkosh, had the pleasure of listening to Euchre. Regaled with great stories, Jim Brewer broadcast. What a treasure. Just a bit outside. More texts. Bob Euchre was pure gold. So sad to see the legends of my youth pass away. It makes me feel that much older. He was so funny on Carson. A bunch of them talking about that. All right. Joe Biden delivered his farewell speech last night. Now, we still have a few more days left. God knows what could happen. Maybe got to renegotiate the what's going on with Israel, Hamas. I know I'm shocked the Hamas might not be living up to a deal. Stunning news. You know, I thought their word was gold. Describe Joe Biden's presidency in one word. If you want to elaborate, you can do it. But if I said you have to describe Joseph Robinette Biden, the 46th president of the United States, not the totality of his career, but his presidency in one word, as last night, he talked about his fears for an oligarchy. I mean, he's talking about Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and then the lads who were lining up right behind him. I mean, Bezos and Elon have been death rivals on the space stuff. And consider what Blue Origin did in the last 24 hours. Elon is giving him congratulations. You want to know why? Because Bezos is ending political cartoons, making fun of Trump. Bezos is giving $1 million to the inauguration. Bezos is altering other things at the Washington Post, which is why so many people are quitting. Zuckerberg's going to be there.
Yeah, he and Elon were going to get in a fight. Now they're best buds.
They're all lining up to kiss the booty of Donald Trump. So Joe Biden talking about that oligarchy in his fear. If you have to describe Joe Biden's presidency about to end in just a few days in one word, what's your word? 651-461-9226. What do we got today, Dave Harrigan?
Well, it's all songs associated with Uke in some way. We started with Brewer Fever. Now we've got Burn On, the song that plays over in the opening credits of Major League.
Mm-hmm.
Got some, we heard a little Mr. Belvedere coming up. As long as a lot of the musical guests that happened to appear on tonight's shows that he was a guest on.
Great.
You'll hear some of those people that were doing the music that night.
651-461-9226. You want to take some calls? Let me give you my word, and then you give your word, and then grab those calls. My word is deception. That's it. Deception. Joe Biden said he was going to be a one-term transition president, and he was going to attempt to bring the country together. He was going to reach out to the other side. He moved to the left, and then he and his allies lied about his capabilities of doing the job on a regular basis. And if you believe some of the reporting, it may go back to 2021. Would I rather have the policies? Would I rather have not have Donald Trump as the next president? Yeah. Nothing's changed there. I hope he's phenomenal. I hope he's the greatest president ever. To me, he's wholly unqualified. The key part was when he sat on his butt and reveled in January 6th. But Joe Biden wasn't qualified either. For years, he was not qualified to do the job. So even though there were some things that he did that I thought had a chance to be even better, and you have to have another side that's, if you reach your hand out, you have to have another side that's willing to hold up your hand too, and that really wasn't there very often. Let's just be honest. But how much of his presidency was he actually capable of the job? That's why deception is my word. What do you got?
Slide. That's my word.
Yeah, I like it.
Because it feels like 4 years ago when he beat Donald Trump, I mean, that was a momentous victory for him and the Democrats.
Culmination of what he's wanted to do his entire life. Ran three previous times and
to unseat Donald Trump,
yep.
To triumph over MAGA, and have, like you said, the guy, Joe Biden. It was his turn. It was finally his turn.
Yeah, felt underappreciated, you know, for decades.
In the primaries, argue however you want, but sure looked to me like Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg said, or had someone tell them, hey, get out the way.
Yeah, James Clyburn did.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Again, he's going nowhere in that primary. Nowhere. And then James Clyburn says, I'm picking you. And then you nailed it. Klobuchar and Buttigieg, who really were his best threats at the time, basically were told, you'll get another chance.
Fall in line.
Because he's going to be transitioning. He's going to transition in one term.
Exactly.
We all know it.
Fall in line. It'll be fine. And then
Kamala didn't even make it to Iowa. Don't forget that.
Don't forget. Yeah. And he takes office not long after. You get the Afghanistan pullout debacle. And, you know, watching the 4 years of his personal slide, his personal decline.
Yep.
And just the enthusiasm from the country, or from Democrats particularly, from the country in his approval ratings, it just felt like a slow downward slide to here we are back to Trumpville.
651-461-9226. You can call in also. When Dave and I are talking, it's hard for Dave also to grab the calls. I know a number of people are calling. If you want to call back, that's great. 651-461-9226. How do you describe Joe Biden's presidency in one word? Or if you want to elaborate, you can. Texter says, scrambled. Another one said he should have picked Klobuchar for VP. Okay, well, she certainly had a better primary than Kamala Harris. She was in the Senate longer than Harris, so she was more distinguished. I think she would have ran a better campaign than Harris. But if Klobuchar gets in at the same time as Harris, how confident are you, Dave Harrigan, that the results would have been different?
Not at all.
I still think with, I guess I'm 80% convinced Trump still wins. Now she, because again, now she's VP and she can't separate herself from Biden. They had to, he had to step away after 2 years, right? Say, I'm not running, minimum, or I'll step away from the presidency. Because you know I said that. If he's not capable enough for running, then I don't think he was capable enough for running the office myself. But if it's Klobuchar and she's the VP, I'm going to say again 90% Trump. I'm going higher. But if it's Klobuchar or Shapiro or Whitmer, or, to me, I want somebody more center left. That's where I am. Then they would have had a better chance. They couldn't separate, or they wouldn't separate from the candidate who, even if you buy a lot of very positive economic numbers, because there's a lot of positive economic numbers, there are. Inflation is a huge factor, and that's very negative, okay? Not dismissing that. But there are a lot of others that if Donald Trump has the same ones, he's going to be touting incessantly. The public didn't buy the numbers. Because they didn't like what the eggs cost.
Yeah.
They didn't like the other costs.
Still $4 or $5 for a carton of eggs.
That's it. More texts. Unavailable. Truth. Mayday. Regrettable. Forgetful. Embarrassing. Competent. Great. A lot accomplished, but not much credit given. Okay, let's get to a few of the phone calls, too. Mark has called in. Mark, go ahead. We're talking Joe Biden. If you have to describe his presidency in one word, what do you have?
Unappreciated.
Okay. Expand.
I think he did a much better job than he's given credit for. And I didn't have to wake up every morning for 4 years and have to ask my buddy, what did dumb Trump do tonight? I'm sorry, but, his economy over the last 4 years, as bad as everybody thinks it is, will be better than the next 4 years.
Well,
and it was better than the 4 years, the first 4 years of Trump. If you look at the average GDP growth during that time, Trump's wasn't all that good.
You make some points that I think a lot of people who like Joe Biden agree with. On the economy, let's acknowledge that for Trump's 3 years until COVID started to take hold was good to very good. By no means was it ever the greatest economy ever. Trump's just lying, and it's utter nonsense. And right. and with Biden, he put some policies in place which helped. But let's acknowledge, when he's talking about all that job growth and some of the GDP, when you come out of the economy completely halting and stopping, whether it was Trump, Biden, or you, Mark, a lot of those numbers were going to go up. Do you acknowledge that?
Yeah, I do. I do. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, I don't think Trump helped the situation one bit during COVID. I mean, he had a chance of really being a good president because he got the vaccine going and everything like that, and then he wouldn't support it.
Yep.
I mean, that was a bad move.
Very good point. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Dave, hang on. You're first up. A lot of texts. You want to add, like Mark did? You want to agree with Mark? You want to totally disagree? That part cannot be forgotten about Donald Trump. He was dealt an incredible challenge, Dave. Incredible challenge. And under his administration and while he was president, the vaccine came. They should have been heralding that. He was for a long time, and then realized his supporters can't stand it, and so he stopped. And he would tell us about spraying stuff in our body.
Get your Clorox pill.
You know,
swallow the light.
Or it's all going to vanish.
By Easter.
By Easter. He would just engage in utter nonsense. So no matter the president, it was going to be daunting. But his words and his approach were not even close to rising to that level. Just that's, you know, how I feel. I don't even think it's debatable. But you get to debate me. 651-461-9226. All right, Dave was patient. We're talking about Joe Biden, his presidency, his farewell address to the nation. Yes, touting his accomplishments. And also highly critical of Donald Trump and the oligarchs who are going to run this country. It's pretty accurate. Now, where that leads to and how it plays out, we'll all pay close attention. Dave, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah. I've been around for a while, Chad. I'm 76, so I've seen and experienced, you know, quite a bit. And, you know, as far as the number of presidents and the way our society has evolved or devolved. And the one word that comes to mind with Joe Biden is sad. And by that I mean he was a very good person and he was competent, you know, for most of his life. But as you age, you know, your mental faculties do decline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's sad that, you know, he was in the shape he was in when he became president. And, you know, like I said, I think we're in for some trouble here in the next few years with, you know, Trump being in and the people that he's surrounded by. And hopefully political structure, is set to deal with it. You know, that enough people are going to, you know, stand up, you know, for what our country really believes, and counteract what Trump and his crew have in mind for us.
Dave, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate a call again. Yeah, if Joe Biden would have been president when he ran in 88 or 2000, 2008, or when he wanted to run in 2016, he was not suffering from that decline then. You see, when Barack Obama awards him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, one of the last days in 2016, you see that guy compared to who you saw last night?
Mm-hmm.
Unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. And the decline is why my word is deception. We need to know where the president of the United States is and is he capable of the job. You know, the number of texters have talked about significant bills passing that happen under Joe Biden's watch. Bipartisan bills, including infrastructure and the CHIPS Act and other piece of legislation that are very notable. They are. But when you don't have someone who can be the face of the White House and the country and the party, you're just not going to get as much done. And Donald Trump is pure and simple, surrounding himself with sycophants. And by the way, Lindsey Graham, who I don't agree with plenty of times, points out that Jack Kennedy, who'd he pick for his attorney general? That'd be his brother. Okay. Barack Obama had Eric Holder, somebody close to him. So picking someone in some of these positions you're close to, it's not like Donald Trump's the first individual. But some of these folks are just simply wholly not qualified for the job. Pam Bondi's qualified for the job. Marco Rubio, qualified for the job. Mike Walls, qualified for the job. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., not qualified. Tulsi Gabbard, not qualified. Kristi Noem, not qualified. They're just Donald Trump sycophants. And I mean, Cash Patel and his enemies list. Trump yesterday in a True Social pointed out, I don't want anybody from these Republicans who didn't kiss the ring, including Nikki Haley, by the way, calling her Bird Brain again. Nikki, was it really worth it? You ran against him. You showed some character, and then you kissed the ring again, and he wanted no part of you, and he's still making fun of you. Why did she just stay true to who you were, Nikki? How'd that work out? How do you think she's feeling? More text here on one word for Joe Biden. My one word would be grandpa. Another one would be sincere. Dean Phillips, my God, he has to be pissed. We're going to reach out to Dean. Dean's going to be on the show early next week. Infrastructure bill, price of fuel and groceries. Well, the fuel is very separate than groceries. And a texter points out, which and suggests that nobody's pointed out it, 100% wrong. We've pointed it out endlessly, that the inflation happened in some ways because of the money Trump put in also. Yeah, no doubt. But if that would have been Joe Biden, he would have put that money in also at that time. The last huge amount of money, the Inflation Reduction Act, where they tout other parts of it, which they really believe in, but that did play a part in inflation staying as high as it stayed here. And you don't care about this if you're buying, you can't get a mortgage, all these things. But we've actually handled inflation better in this country than many other Western countries. But again, if you're in Lakeville, you're not thinking, oh, good, we beat Belgium. You're just thinking what it does to your life.
I'm pretty happy we beat Belgium.
Yeah, congrats. Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to get $500 off your insulation project. Call for more details.